Hello friends, we are now going to discuss standard operating procedures in quality management in healthcare. You would be wondering, what is standard operating procedures? It's very simple. Standard operating procedures, as the name suggests, is the standard way of operating and a procedure of the standard way of operating. What do you mean by that? For example, you must have noted that when you go to a different organization for maybe for your interviews, or for if you are selected in an organization, first thing that they give you is a huge list of documents. And when you ask, what is this? They tell you, this is a standard operating procedures. Like for example, in a factory, when a worker goes, he has to read all those standard operating procedures, as how to operate a machine, what is the proper way, why it has to be, you know, in a proper way, how, what is the temperature, pressure controls, etc., etc. So if you keep the same principle in a hospital, what is the standard operating procedure of a hospital? From a hospital procedures point of view, everything will be covered in that. Simple. As the business separates, the standard operating procedures varies. Standard operating procedures are a specific set of practices that are required to be initiated and followed when specific circumstances arise. For example, emergency room physicians should have SOPs for patients who are brought in an unconscious state. Absolutely. SOPs for operation theater? Yes. SOPs for hospital infection control management? Absolutely. Let's take example of first. Typically what happens when an emergency patient comes in an unconscious state in an emergency room, what the physician should have to do? The physician should start 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 tablets, medicines, all the injections, IV, saline, everything, adrenaline and all the, all those things. And then they should be prepared for a shock, that ventilator. They should start the ventilator, they should check temperature, BP, pulse rate, etc. So this is a set of procedures. Any kind of emergency patients comes inside the emergency room, every emergency patient has to be followed in the same way. Simple. First, what you have to do? Temperature, pulse, BP, respiratory rate, they have to be taken. So that is the SOP, right? SOPs for operation theater? Absolutely. In an operation theater, 100 patients come and go out. So, in that operation theater, the SOP should be same for everybody. First, when the operation, the patient comes, get ready, all the instruments should be on the table. They should be sterilized. Last, they should be sterilized. The pre-anesthetic or the pre-operatives, suggestions are there, they should be followed. Then, the patient should be shaved completely. Then he should be mopped, he should be clean and draped, and then the operation starts, right? So for everybody, every patient, operation SOP is the same. Hospital infection control management, same thing. So this is a repetitive same procedures which are to be followed. Standard operative procedures are defined as a detailed written instructions to achieve uniformity of the performance of a specific function. This is also in keeping with the goal of good clinical practice. Actually, there is a history of this good clinical practice, because good clinical practice especially came out from the clinical trials which were to be performed from a good clinical practice. But yes, this is also applicable to all the hospital frameworks. ISO 9001 standard as well as NABH, JCI standards require the organization document important procedures required for its effective operation. So you require all these principles to be documented, because it is very, very important for effective operation. Example, this is the format of a SOP or standard operating procedure. Purpose, every standard operating procedure starts with a purpose, objective, to provide guideline instructions for the provision of immediate relief to and management of the patients arriving at the hospital with acute medical and surgical emergencies, with any injuries by accidents, sudden attacks of illness, head trauma, physical abuse, poisoning, burns and rape cases, etc., without any discrimination. So this is the basic purpose, you know, of a SOP. You are providing guideline instructions for giving the immediate relief to all the people who are actually coming, a lot of emergencies, injuries, disease, etc., whatever. So without any discrimination. So there is no discrimination. Scope of the services of the emergency department ranges from providing episodic, primary and acute comprehensive care to the referrals. Episodic means in an episodes, different episodes. Primary, basic and acute, quick, comprehensive care to the referrals. Overall responsibility, medical superintendent supported by all hospital staff and doctors. So who is responsible? Medical superintendent. And he is supported by all the doctors. Here you can actually see the service provision. So here is the activity, responsibility and document. Activity, responsibility and document. So what is the activity? Service provision emergency department in the hospitals offers comprehensive emergency care. So it offers comprehensive emergency care 24 hours a day. An attending medical officer along with paramedical staff is on duty 24 hours a day. So this is the activity. Every emergency department is active 24 hours and there is one medical doctor over there with paramedical staff. If specialist consultant is required, then medical officer refers the patient to surgery, orthopedics, obs, gynec, call them according to patient condition during OPD hours. So first the patient comes to a medical officer, then on the basis of the problem the patient has, he will call according specialist. Even medical officer calls specialist in case of critical situation apart from OPD hours. Ambulance services are available 24/7. So he can also call if there is emergency, he can call on emergency hours also, and ambulance will be available 24/7. Ramps are provided for patients, stretchers and wheelchairs are stored in the area immediately adjacent to the ambulance and do not obstruct the entry. So all the, see sometimes what happens, patients are to be carried on ramps or are to be carried on the wheelchairs. So those things are available and should be available alongside the ambulance, but they should not restrict the entry. So typically, you know, what happens is paralysis patient, they come through the car, private car, and then the patient has difficulty in coming out because he's a paralysis attack. So immediately a wheelchair comes, the patient, the attendants with the wheelchair, they come, they help the patient to lift and make him sit in the wheelchair, drive the wheelchair inside. Unauthorized individuals are prohibited entering the emergency department treatment and they maintain the patient privacy. So if you see, these are the activities. Who is responsible? Medical superintendent. What is the reference? Indian Public Health Standards. Records. What are the records that are found over there? Emergency register is there. Consent. Obviously, consent form would be there, where the patient would write the consent, the relatives would sign the consent that, you know, he is under the treatment, etc. Bedhead tickets, how much beds are available, what is the thing, situation, whether it is vacant, not vacant. Emergency medicine stock register, yes, you have to have the stock register of the emergency medicine. And the register, if a person is died, born dead, bought dead, etc. So, who are all those registers? So all these things are records. So here you have record number and retention period. So process efficiency criteria, you can see the activities and the process efficiency criteria with the benchmark and standard target that can be filled up. So if you are considering the activity of referral, emergency referral rate is the process efficiency criteria. If you are considering initial screening, then the average time taken for initial assessment is the process efficiency criteria. If you are considering activity as inventory, then number of drug stock outs in the month is the process efficiency criteria. And you will have a benchmark standard target depends upon whichever hospitals you are having.